Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Steen. Here's the latest from WPLA News at 4:32. Nashville and its new Nissan Stadium will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Local officials are hailing this morning's announcement as a milestone that will shine a global light on the city. Officials expect a boost to tourism revenues during what will be a full week of events, parties, awards shows, and community initiatives. Last year, taxes generated by visitors already topped $1 billion for Metro in the state. Anticipation for a Super Bowl has been growing since the fall, when the NFL commissioner shared his high expectations for the new stadium. The league was also drawn to the amount of activity downtown, and what is expected to be 80,000 available hotel rooms in the region. The Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation is already throwing a celebratory party. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 on Lower Broadway, and will include free music and fireworks. Tennessee school districts are reevaluating technology's role in the classroom. That says a new law is set to limit the use of screens in elementary schools. One longtime example of a minimal approach to technology is the Lyndon Waldorf School in Nashville. Kids write their papers by hand and spend time gardening, knitting, learning math and reading skills outdoors. But Stacy Bentley, a teacher at the school for 22 years, says they are not anti-tech.
These kids, they write their own music. They know how to plant food. It's a social education. But if something's just feeding them the information, they're not thinking. And it's great to push a button and learn how to be on the computer, but it's far more important to know how it works and put your own input into it.
Advocates for low-tech learning say too much screen time may be linked to a decrease in students' math and reading scores over the last decade. The new legislation takes effect during the school year that starts this fall. Schools will have flexibility in how they limit the use of electronics. Two 17-year-olds have been identified as the baseball glove burglars in the Nashville Sounds clubhouse. Police say the pair took 13 gloves from the minor league team and sold them to a resale sports shop in Brentwood. That store later realized the items were stolen as security footage from the stadium circulated. The teens were initially given Nashville court dates for delinquency, but authorities in Brentwood obtained arrest warrants.